I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro pleaded not guilty in New York, telling a judge he is a decent man, the president of his country. At the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Michael Waltz is defending the Trump administration's actions capturing Maduro and bringing him to New York.
You cannot continue to have the largest energy reserves in the world under the control of adversaries of the United States, under the control of illegitimate leaders, and not benefiting the people of Venezuela, and stolen by a handful of oligarchs inside of Venezuela.
Maduro, along with his wife, son, and three others, are accused of working with drug cartels to facilitate the shipment of thousands of tons of cocaine into the U.S. They could face life in prison if convicted. Maduro has long denied the allegations. His lawyers are expected to contest the legality of his arrest, arguing he is immune from prosecution. I'm Ed Donahue.